This is Passport to Texas. During hot summer days when you're zipping around in a boat on a Texas lake, a cold adult beverage could really hit the spot. While it may be legal, research suggests boat operators should avoid drinking while boating.
National statistics show that upwards of 50% of boating accidents involve alcohol.
Steve Hall is Education Director at Parks and Wildlife. The good news is Texans are involved in fewer alcohol-related boating accidents than the national average.
In fact, it's down around 10% in Texas, but still, again, alcohol is involved in way too many accidents.
Hall says everyone on a boat needs to keep their alcohol consumption in check.
If you're the operator of a boat, you're going to have to try to avoid it. Even the passengers should not overindulge because they're the proper boat lookouts.
The most common cause of boating accidents is failure to have a proper boat lookout, which is basically the failure to see what's in front of you, like a stump, a dock, or another boat.
That usually happens on clear days. It usually happens on calmer waters. And so we know that those boating accidents could be prevented by having a second person on board that's avoiding alcohol as well.
That's our show. We receive support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to increase fishing and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.